Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Rad Reality Show. And you know what? I've talked to somebody, and we're going to get a intro made within the next couple weeks, probably within a week, because I'm tired of doing, hello, it's the Rad Reality Show. I got to get something where I can play it. Let's kick it off with some music, and I bet you guys can guess what the music is, right, Paul?
Here come the hawks, the mighty Rad Hawks. Take the attack, yeah, and you bet you Black Hawks. You're flying high now, so let's wrap it up. Let's go, you Hawks, blue Hawks. Now all the guns, here come the hawks. Here come the hawks. Here come the hawks. Here come the hawks. Here come the hawks.
Yes, here comes the hawks. Tomorrow night, you will find me in front of the television as it's on NBC, and it's going to be an awesome game. And as last night, you know, Jeff, we'll be talking about Jeff. You know, somebody had an opportunity maybe to talk to him today, so we'll tell you who. And give me a second. I was going to play another thing real quick. Let's do this. I'm trying to find it. I'm so slow at finding stuff sometimes. You know, sometimes it's like ADD for me, but tonight I'm not even paying attention to nothing else. But
it
here
all
it is.
Way up the stairs. Hold on.
And everything. I'm glad we did this. This is cool.
Hold on. Here she is. Here she is.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey. I want to have opportunity to say hey to everyone. And,
who am I talking to?
Okay.
Who am I talking to?
Well, I don't know. Who are you talking to? You've talked to me.
I'm Alita. Who the frick are you?
I'm Ron Red.
What the fuck?
Who the fuck are you?
Are you fucking serious with this shit?
What?
I mean, no. All right, hang on. I don't know what got some beef. What are you saying to me? Who am I talking to?
I just said...
All right.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, you're Ron! Oh, I like you. You're okay. Okay. No. All right. No, I don't know. I've been drinking, like, lemonade juice. I've been drinking the juice.
Lemonade.
My head's a little spazzed.
Yeah, that's one reason I wanted you to come on. That's why I wanted you to come on the phone, because I thought you'd be funny. Okay, I just thought we'll kick it off. Hey, Paul, you're on the show. You're live, as we already heard. And as you laughed during the when I said called you out, you there, Paul?
I am here.
Well, what a day! What's news? We've heard some great news today.
My God!
And,
well, actually, the last 2 days, yesterday and today.
Okay. Let's start with some. We're going to talk Big Brother. Start off the bat, we're going to talk Big Brother, and we're going to talk about the stuff that is going on in the Big Brother world. And tonight, I don't have a guest, but we will be having a guest within the next couple of days that everyone's going to want to be here for. And you guys will hear the exclusive talk of probably when two Chicago Blackhawks fans hoping to meet with each other and talk about how we won the Stanley Cup and maybe talk about how he's going to be going around the world for free. So I did talk to him, and he told me we'll work something out. He couldn't do it tonight. I was trying to get him to call in tonight, but he said he couldn't do it tonight. So we will definitely be hearing from Paul, are you going to answer maybe who we're going to be hearing from?
I don't want to overstep my bounds, but it sounds like you're throwing it to me. So, yes, Anne-Marie, you're absolutely right. It is our own Around the World for Free, Big Brother, The Amazing Race, fan favorite Jeff.
And I will post it. I'll post it on Facebook when and I'll post it on Facebook and I'll post it on the Twitter when we confirm it. But we'll be definitely getting something together. He told me to call back Thursday, and everything. But the news is great.
You're telling me when you talked to him on the phone today, it wasn't all about the Blackhawks.
No, it wasn't all about the Blackhawks. We did talk about the Blackhawks, and the best part about it, I thought it was the best part about the whole thing was, when I was talking to him, I mentioned my heart condition to him, and I feel he would be okay with me sharing it. I mentioned my heart condition, and the first thing out of his mouth was, don't cheer too much, be careful. And I said, well, now, what is this? Everyone's telling me that. I said,
yes, and
I have
you,
a group
you gave shout-outs to your Twitter buds and your chat room buds who all try to say,
yeah,
don't get too excited, too. So.
Yeah. Jess, we'll have to see. Anyways, yeah. Coming soon, very soon. And working on other stuff, too. It's been hectic few weeks, actually. So, Jess, I want you to call in and give us a little
lead. In a fun way, right, though? I mean, this has been exciting.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's been,
especially the last couple of days have been Big Brother exciting and good shows. I mean, funny shows.
Yeah, but Jess, I want you to call in and give me a little glee report.
I thought that'd be a good
opportunity for Jess maybe to give us a little segue. And yes, you do. Come on, I give you the opportunity to call in.
For those listening, Jess, and not in the chat, Jess is in the chat room, and she said, "I don't wanna."
No. See, the point of this is for we can have like a segue, good thing. You won't spoil it. People that are listening probably either watch it or don't give a care. So I mean, okay, if she doesn't want to, so maybe. And anyways, speaking of co-hosting and speaking of stuff, one thing you guys, I'm extending the day till Sunday, but if people don't turn in the thing by Sunday, it's either going to be just the one person I have who entered, but I'll tell you, it's going to be worth your entering this contest. It's going to be worth it. So, so that's what I'm saying. Okay, remember, Jeff's not coming in tonight. Just if you guys are here, not tonight. But I'm working on it, and he told me he. Oh, I feel like I'm talking to myself, Paul.
I'm just.
Am I rattling?
No, you're not rattling. But I used to have early when I first came on the habit of cutting in too many times. So I'm just. I'm waiting for my cue. So
it's your cue now because I have to breathe.
Okay, I thought yesterday it was pretty exciting to hear and see that video about Kevin and Lydia's new project. And if people haven't visited it since they announced that on their YouTube video, their webpage has really. I mean, Kevin. He's doing that webpage, and he's got some major skills. I can see why Casey likes what he has done for him, because he's really good. And there's a bunch of stuff. You can now go to that webpage and see the video, the promo video. You can go in and support. They've got a Twitter page. They've got a Facebook page. They've got a page where they're saying, if you'd like to help out or support us page. I mean, they're really, really launching a fun thing, and it's Kevin and Lydia. How could it not be fun?
Yeah, I looked at the page today, and I'm a little excited. And speaking of that, probably not this week. We'll keep it at this week, and probably the week that they start, we'll move the time on Thursday at 9 o'clock. So it'll be from. Like,
why would that be, Ron?
Because it looks like first of all, I like it after Big Brother. And second of all, it's going to be, I think their show looks like it's going to be on Thursday at 11 o'clock. So I would like to have
leeway
for them, and then I won't have to, you know, worry about stepping on them. And that's one thing I appreciate Lydia. Lydia's been great to the show, and Kevin too. So they both are you know, that's kind of where I'm looking at. I do want to address a question in the chat room. Will Jordan be with him? Here's what when I talked to him today, and I don't think I can say this too. When I talked to him today, I asked him if he would come on first by himself to kind of address the whole around the world for free.
Right, that's his show.
Or hockey.
She's not going with him.
What?
She's not going on the around the world with him. This is kind of his thing, so give him a little, you know.
Yeah, I was kind of wanting him by himself. And then he's going to check with Jordan's schedule, and I told him if we could work maybe a Monday out with him and Jordan, you know, before he leaves, we'll kind of do the combined thing. And I do want to address last night's show with the Bob show, because there were some like good points, and I really enjoyed I really enjoyed listening to them together. I love them, and I kind of want to hear you guys' opinion. And the tweet after him, from the Bob show was so awesome, and I would love to see, I'm kind of great ideal in my mind. I have a great idea, and I'm going to ask these people first, but I am I'm going to work on getting something together for some of the people that host shows, I think, Big Brother. And before Big Brother starts, I was, and maybe you guys can help me get this together, actually, so I'll kind of throw it out to you guys. I would like to see, like, maybe the Bob, and maybe Nikki and myself, and maybe a couple other people, if we can, and kind of like do a combined show, all of us at one time. Missy was going to be another one that was on my list.
Oh, yeah.
Do a combined show before Big Brother starts, all of us talking just Big Brother, just a bunch of us personalities that are never been in the house, but we have shows about Big Brother.
Yep.
I think that'd be an awesome idea, and no house guests, just a bunch of, and I think that'd be a great idea. Wouldn't that be a great idea?
Yes, it would.
All on the same show?
And you know I do this, especially when the question in the chat starts scrolling off the top, before I forget. For those that don't know, Ron, about All Around the World for Free, you're somebody that did catch some of that in the first season. The question that Anne Marie was asking is that show on TV or the Internet, or is it on both?
Okay. I'm going to address this. This is a good addressing, and tonight it's pretty much a good opportunity to address some of these things. And this is what I can say. I don't know what they're going to do this year, but when Alex was on the show the last time,
and tell him who he is.
Alex is the producer, and he was the guy that ran the show. Okay, here's how I would suggest you guys, if you guys want to know more about Around the World for Free. First of all, I would go check out the CBS.com that Jeff tweeted. They have put some of the clips of the show, first of all, there. Second of all, I didn't see the, like, if they uploaded the stuff, like, right that day, but it's very interactive show. And you can even, Jeff might can even come and stay at your house if you get a hold of them, you know, because, like, if they're in this area.
Right.
You know, and
for those,
and
I'm sorry, I just caught a piece of the beginning of last year's show. I think it was from on YouTube. They actually went on the CBS morning show to announce what Alex was doing. And Alex was was he Survivor or Amazing Race?
Amazing Race.
He was on
Amazing
Race. At any rate, he came into the studio, and that's where they started. And he walks out of the studio, gets on his laptop, and starts putting out the word. Of course, people had watched the CBS show, so they're now following the website. And he says, I need to get a ride to such and such. You know, I'm heading down to Florida. And all of a sudden, people were emailing him, you can come and stay at my house. So that's exactly the opportunity that Ron was just, you know, alluding to, is that heck, he gets on there and you could say, oh, Jeff, you know, you can come and stay with us for a while. Because he has to get all these places without any money and just the help of the local citizens and fans, you know, that type of thing, right?
Yeah, and I was just getting ready to say, if I was you guys, and you guys want to know a little bit more about it, I left it up there, the archives there. It's last year, I think, almost this week, a year ago. So if you scroll back to the end, you know, about this time of the year, and look for the Alex show. And it's up there. It was when – and here, I'll even do this. Let me play this clip. I saw that I had it still. Here's one of the clips from Alex's when he was on
the
show.
Those two things were somewhat easy to deal with. I mean, I wouldn't say our accommodations were luxurious by any means, but we always had a roof overhead, and we were pretty well fed.
Okay, I know the answer, I think, to this next question. But for the people that didn't watch the show and the people that maybe are just listening to this, what was some of let's start with, what is the most unique thing you ate?
Most unique thing I ate? I'd say I ate, it's called kui, but it's actually guinea pig, and that was in Peru.
Yeah,
and
when I heard that, you don't know how much you made me cry on that one. When people, I cannot believe someone ate a guinea pig. I mean, I'm sorry. I've had them for pets all my life. And
I did too. That was the same thing. I used to have like a guinea pig hutch when I was a kid. I remember like I had guinea pigs as well. But you know, once again, it's just, you know, I mean, that was a pretty fascinating part of the journey. I mean, that lady, that girl in the back, I mean, she couldn't have been 16 years old, and how that they prepared this guinea pig. I mean, it's pretty intense. I mean, there's a point where I was like, okay, don't do that in front of me. I mean, it's pretty crazy, and those guinea pigs come out with, besides the fur, pretty much everything else on it. And but you know, it was like the best way I could describe that would be like a fat duck. You know, it's very oily, and but you know, I mean, there it's a delicacy. I mean, they love it. I mean, that guy, obviously, I mean, he was like, I gotta bring you to the best kui place. You know, this the Kui Alley or wherever where all those restaurants were. So people loved
else?
It.
I mean.
Well, in Thailand, I think it was Bangkok. Yeah.
You there, Paul?
Yeah.
Did you guys even miss me? The clip just got done with, right?
Yep.
I
absolutely
did it fast.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. Oh, I got disconnected.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, that's what's so funny. I was disconnected. I left the chat room. Did I get back into the chat room? Yeah, but anyways, there was a little clip from the show, so check it out. Listen to that, and it should be fun. I'm looking forward to Jeff. I'm looking forward to seeing Jeff as the main person on the show. And it looks like, by what I read, if you go to the thing, Jeff is going to be the main person. So that's going to be cool and everything. I'm saying who's the surprise guest for Ben? What is Ben trying to be the surprise guest? Okay. Let me do this next. Let's talk Big Brother. You ready to talk Big Brother?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk Big Brother. And I'm going to be not watching stuff because, you know, I'm going to read some of the stuff. So did you guys see the interview yet with Allison Grindner? Well, it looks like and it sounds like it's going to be huge. First of all, they said that, you know, it should be going to be 12 to 14 people. I mean, so we're not looking for, you know,
because some people were thinking bigger might have been a bigger cast.
Yeah. One thing else, it's going to be a beach theme, so it's going to be keeping with the whole, you know, the whole. It's going to be a beach theme. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. Hope they have some good-looking girls with some bikinis. Okay, this year it's going to be difficult than ever because they said, what else did they say?
You want me to go over my notes, Matt?
Yeah, go over your notes. Go, Paul, you help me out here, and then I can...
All right, for those that listen to the whole thing, hopefully the last 5 minutes I didn't miss anything, but I didn't completely listen to that. But she was, she first off said that they're going to have personalities, when talking about the house guests, that they have cast, personalities, backgrounds, and type of people that we have not seen before. And she said, and that's pretty hard because we've seen quite a lot of people, and also said people from, you know, different walks of life or something like that. But I can't imagine after watching all these seasons how there could be any new personality, backgrounds, or type of people. So I don't know. And she used the term, they are revamping the house, which I don't know if the remodeling every year is the same as revamping. I like to see new stuff in the house, but that's when she said we were revamping, and then there's going to be a beach and poolside theme. And the guy asked her if the commercial that said bigger meant anything or it was just a commercial. And she says, oh, sometimes it does. Sometimes it's just the ad people saying something. But she said, want to keep the house guests on their toes, and there's going to be new twists and turns, and things happen that could throw the house guests for a loop. And it could be, here's what, this was Allison said, could be the hardest game that's ever been played.
Did she, I didn't listen to the interview, I just read Cliff Notes. Did she actually mention that All Star or that the show wasn't canceled? And
right.
That,
it was
James
also
Ryan
asked. She was asked that that the rumors. In fact, the guy that was interviewing her said that he had talked to or interviewed James Ryan, and James Ryan was saying, telling him that you know Big Brother was being canceled or something like that, and Allison was kind of chuckled and said, you know, that is not even a consideration. You know, every year they evaluate how it went, and she's really hoping that it will continue. So it didn't sound in her voice like that was even thought of.
And another point that I remember reading about was, and I thought this was the best point of the whole interview, is that she's not ready for All Stars because she's not ready because there's not enough new people to put together All-Stars to kind of like make it worth even having All-Stars, and that she hopes to have it very soon. I thought that was an interesting point. What do you think?
Like I said, I got through all but the last 5 or 6 minutes because I had to get some other stuff done and get ready, you know, to come on the show. And that's why I was wondering if maybe there was something more like that, but I did not hear the question about All Stars, but so you're saying in the Cliff Notes that you saw there was a question asked about that.
Yeah, and she pretty much said, you know, that. So I mean, I'm looking forward to Big Brother 12 now even more. Though it's always nice to have that little, you know, like teaser. Yeah, I mean, it's a great teaser and everything, and And yeah, don't go listen to it now.
you can all just copy the link. It's kind of bad audio too.
Like I said, I didn't listen to it. I was in a rush, so I wanted to read. I wanted to read Cliff Notes, and I went to it. It was tweeted, you know, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 times. I think the two biggest things that was tweeted today was Jeff's joining. Around the world for free, and Allison Grodner had done an interview with TV Grapevine.
Yeah, that's the site. Yep.
So it's gonna be a great house. I can't wait. Big Brother coming in 30 days, I think Michelle said. So, hey, is anybody watching the Boston game? Can anybody, like, tell me if how the score is on the Boston
Will
game?
Right now. No, I'm not. Oh, shoot. Sorry. Somebody in the chat room.
Anybody in the chat room. So, yeah. Hey, let's bring up Zach. It looks like Zach's going to want us to talk, and I bet he wants to talk Big Brother. So, Zach, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So did you watch or did you listen to the Allison Griner interview?
I did. I missed it, but I read the typed up transcripts of it and everything that was talked about.
So did they?
So what did you?
Zach, what I was saying was actually word for word was it complete transcript?
Yeah, I don't remember where I saw it at, but I saw a link on someone's Twitter and followed in. It's pretty much an exact transcript.
So what do you take from what she said?
I'm completely confused, like a lot of you guys are, about what type of new personalities they could bring in. The one big rumor I'm hearing on my Twitter is, you know, for years they've been talking about having a possible, like, transgender in there, and that's the only thing I could think of that would be new and different.
Wow.
You know, I know what it's going to be. They're going to have a great talk show host that does the show called The Rad Reality Show. They're going to have him in there, and he's going to do his show every week from the Big Brother house because they're going to allow him to do it. Yeah, no, I'm just joking. I didn't even go out for it. But Allison and Robin, if you're listening, you know, call me. And my cat just took off and ran.
And did you see our great chatters got the score?
Yeah, I see the great chatters. Okay. Thank you, Lynn. How do you say her name?
There's Lana and Bunny are in there that threw out the
Lonnie. Yeah, Lonnie and Bunny. Yeah,
not,
see Bunny.
Not Lonnie, but Lana.
Lana. Okay. Yes, thank you.
No
thank
problem.
You. Oh, and I do want to give a shout out to somebody that's listening via the phone. Rich, you know, I won't pick up, but thank you for listening. I just wanted to give him a little shout out. Hey, let me do this. Let's give me a break because I've been doing this for the past few minutes and I'm kind of getting worn out. There's so much more I want to still talk about. I'm trying to find me a good break. Oh, shoot. I meant to do something today. I meant to put something on here. But let's do a song and we'll be back.
I never promised you a ray of light. I never promised there'd be sunshine every day. I'll give you everything I have, the good, the bad. Why do you put me on a pedestal? I'm so up high.
Hey.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Mr. No Pants, you win the you win. You got the song right, or you got the person right. It's
right.
Bethany.
That's from Washington, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from. She plays Haley on One Tree Hill.
That's right. Oh, you sound familiar.
Ron.
Yeah. Yes, Paul. Paul. I'm here. What, Paul? What do you need me?
Oh, guys, where's Shannon when I need her? No. No, anyway, somebody, a friend of mine, gave me some information that's also Big Brother related before you move on. It's, and I wonder if I could share.
Yeah, sure, and then I'm going to pick up Ben.
Okay. Some people have been asking about it. Some people are already aware of it. But the final season of the regular BB UK starts tomorrow. And this person said that, you know, if you can't get the streams from the UK or whatever, there's somebody on YouTube called DirtyMonkey151 that gets them up pretty fast, like an hour afterwards, you know, and probably has to split them into several parts, but
hey.
Huh?
Go on.
All right,
go on.
But
I'm going to tell everyone, if you follow me on Twitter, I will find a
great
TV.
Anyway, one thing I didn't know about was it's going, you know, they've got a premiere or launch night, like 2 hour show because it's the final season, and that they have 80 house guests. And we'll pick between 13 and 15 randomly from the audience.
Holy shit.
Like a golden ticket type of thing. So how cool would that be, as, you know, us being these big, huge Big Brother fans, to get thrown into a pot like that and get selected right on the spot? And I thought, wow, that's going to be a great premiere to watch.
Welcome, everyone who just came into the chat room. Hey, let's, yeah, I BB UK, I'm planning on watching it, and I'll be talking about BB UK on the show. I think we should really give some effort to BB UK. Hey, let's bring up Ben onto the show, because tonight it's like open talk night anyways. I thought I hit it. Oh, wait. I did. Damn internet. Wow, there's another caller too that when I pop that. Okay, 603. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. And if remember, if you are calling in and you want to listen to the show, don't push one. But if you're listening to the show and you want to talk, please push one, because I don't know if I want
to,
you know, if you're just listening. Like,
my guest is going to push one. My guest shall push one.
Oh, so are they calling in?
My surprise guest is calling in. And this person wants to hear the infamous Lita clip.
Okay. So, I see the person. Let me do this. Let's bring the guest up. It's probably Lita herself.
Oh, if we're going to
617, you're on the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going
your
on?
Your name and where you're calling from.
What do you mean my friggin' name? Are you serious? We're going to go through this again?
Oh,
no.
I had to go.
I know you know
I
who the fuck
to...
this is. Go ahead.
No, I just had it. I had to say that because it's like, you know, I knew it was you. It was kind of like it wouldn't be appropriate if I didn't say, you know, name and where you're calling from, and then you'd be
yeah,
like,
aren't you cute? Yeah.
So do you want to hear yourself from the other night?
You know, that's a real toss up for me, but I've been getting nothing but feedback about this shit, so I guess I should hear it.
Yeah, let me
Ben's laughing still. He's still freaking laughing.
It's funny. It's funny because I come back with, you know, just a good pop right back at you. That's what I think.
And everything. So, but yeah.
Oh, mother of Christ. Hang on. Let me pour a glass of friggin' wine before I hear this shit.
Oh, listen.
Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Hey. I wanted to really have opportunities to say hey to everyone. And,
who am I talking to? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Who am I talking to?
Well, I don't know. Who are you talking to? You've talked to me.
I'm
enough,
a leader. Who the frick are you?
I'm Ron Red.
What the
fuck? Who the fuck are you?
Are you fucking serious with this shit? I don't know good God to me. What are you saying to me? Oh my God, I'm speaking Italian. All right.
Who are you talking
to? Oh, Yvonne. Oh, I like you. You're okay. Okay. No. All right.
Say,
no, I'm sorry. No. I've been drinking, like, lemonade juice. I've been drinking the juice.
Lemonade.
My head's a little fucked up, though.
Yeah, that's one reason I wanted you to come on. That's why I wanted you to come on the phone, because I thought you...
Okay, so Ben loves that clip, and everyone else does, too.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, it's a shining moment for me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but you know what? Cowboy did upstage you last night, so don't worry about it. I think we'll be talking about Cowboy for the rest of the week.
So somebody slipped him the friggin' lemon juice.
Alita, everybody in the chat room saying, who the hell is that on the phone?
What do you mean? Who, me? It's me.
Everyone knows you.
I gotta explain myself to these people now. I'm sitting on a computer one friggin' second. Next thing you know, I'm talking to a bunch of people.
Ben, what a
memory.
Thanks, Ben, for doing this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think. Thank you.
I'm laughing. I'm so laughing. But yeah, Cowboy upstagey. I think he had more than lemon juice yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Maybe. So.
Oh, did he? That kid's a riot,
like
even without the lemon juice.
He sounded like he had a few lemon juices last night.
Well, here's what we wish we saw. We heard that we wish we had a video because everybody that was standing behind you was just cracking up when you were on the phone. Is that true?
They were laughing. I know. Well, you know, at one point I turn around and I'm looking at the other end of a ping pong thing, and they're all laughing at me. But you know, I'm not better. I'm good. It's good.
All right.
They're
all laughing. There's a special chat request that they'd love to hear you and Rennie in a conversation. That was.
Oh, am I supposed to be reading shit or something? Hold on. Am I supposed to be back on the computer?
You don't have to.
Oh, no, we'll refer.
Hold on. Let me see. No. I can multitask. I'm Italian. Simmer down. Hang on. Oh, now I see what everybody's saying. Hello, people. Let's see. What are they saying? I'd love to hear a conversation between Alita. Oh, ain't that cute. And Lenny. Oh, yeah. Okay. Alita is awesome. So funny. Well, hello, foot short. God love you. Let's see what else. Drinking the lemonade juice. Oh my God. Cherry Garcia,
Gabby
Doll.
You're
going to
make her head grow. I mean, there's
my head. No. I'm 4 foot 11. I can't. I'll end up looking one of them bauble things.
Alita, are we spelling your name right?
No, you're not spelling my name right, but it's all right. My name is A L I D as in doctor, A. Are you wearing pants, Alita? Yeah. Are you freaking serious with that one?
No, he's...
Somebody had to ask, you know.
Wow. Someone needs to, like, get out more often.
Hey, Mr. No Pants, yesterday I had no pants on.
Who, what? What is it, what? Hold on.
John was taking care of himself.
I'm trying to scroll up and figure out what the hell.
You may never figure it out. It's hard.
This is too much for me. I don't. Oh, my God. No pants never wears any pants. Well, that's just friggin' wonderful.
You're famous now.
Yeah.
You're in the running for best clip of the year up against Cowboy, Jeff, and Jordan.
What?
You got
you got the inside you got the inside track on it. Don't worry about that.
Right. Alita, Ron is always pulling some clips from his show that were especially memorable, and it's he plays them, and we all kind of say, "Oh, that's my favorite," or "Oh, that's my favorite." Now you're up there with a lot of these now.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
so
you're
okay.
Going to be in right next to Cowboy. We need to pull that. Somebody was going to do that today for me, but I don't think he's done it yet.
I didn't know that I was supposed to do that. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
Oh, I want to hear Cowboy.
I'll pull that one.
Yeah,
on
I wish I could. I had it. I was going to let Ben do it. Ben said he was going to. But he probably. We got our. It's cool. You have to hear it. You can go back to the archives. I can't do it right now, though. You want to hear Cowboy, though?
Yes.
Here, this is not from last night, though.
No. I want the one where he was hitting the hooch.
Yeah, that was you heard about. That was last night.
Yeah, we can't do it because Ben was going to pull it, but he hasn't done it yet. So we'll have to do it. But you guys listen to the archives. And,
okay.
It's pretty funny. He comes on, and... it was funny.
Yeah,
don't
spoil it. She'll hear it.
Blast.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. I'm trying to keep up. Hold on. What is this, Wes?
Me too.
This is insanity. I just figured out how to freaking work a cell phone. Hold on.
Okay, guys, I'm going to move on to Hell's Kitchen. And I want to talk
just,
Hell's Kitchen.
Just before you do, for those that are listening, not in the chat room, and that know
right.
Big John, who is a regular in our chat room and on Nikki's show for sure, and a dear friend of a lot of the Big Brother house guests, and went to Rainbow, you know that he's been in the hospital. Somebody that keeps in contact with him is our Cherry Garcia, and she said the doctors are hinting towards maybe he can get go home tomorrow, so yay for Big John. And his real name is Dan.
Yay.
Oh, very nice.
And I do want to ask, I was actually sitting here thinking for a second, are you so ready for Toys for Tots, Lita?
Oh, God, yeah. Actually, this year, we're hoping we kind of blow the roof off the thing. Last year, we were happy. We were very happy. The house guests who showed up were something else. They were just unbelievable. But this year we have a few tricks up our sleeve that we're hoping we can pull off, and we hope a lot more people show up, see the house guests, support the Toys for Tots Foundation. It's friggin' wonderful, and have some juice.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not gonna promise nothing because whenever I promise, it never works. So I'm gonna hold off.
Now, you're never showing up. Who are you kidding? Well, Ben'll be there.
Yeah.
Damn Skippy.
No, I was gonna say I'm not showing up this year because. Maybe if I say I'm not showing up, maybe I'll show up.
The reverse jinx.
Oh, why
yeah,
right. Reverse psychology. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. But I just wanted.
Now?
Hey, I'm gonna move on to talk a little Hell's Kitchen. Do you watch Hell's Kitchen?
I don't.
I do.
You don't watch Hell's Kitchen.
I do.
Oh, you do watch it?
Yes, I do. I mean, how bad is the accent? You can't figure what I'm saying. I do.
Oh, I thought she said you don't.
Oh, my God.
That's still English.
I
want to
hear Anne-Marie on the phone with... No, I'm just kidding, but yes. Go ahead, Ron. Hell's Kitchen.
Okay, so did you guys watch Hell's Kitchen tonight?
I did.
Well, what did you think about the show tonight? I thought that, first of all, the tuna,
uh-huh.
That thing was one big tuna.
But that looked like Jaws.
Yeah.
It was a good show tonight. I really enjoyed this season. And the girl that cried made me laugh so much.
Haha,
you know,
Siobhan.
Siobhan,
oh,
yes, Siobhan.
Yeah. All right, what the hell was the other one? What was the one who kept putting her friggin' hands into every damn dish? Remember her?
Oh.
The water was too salty. This one wasn't doing this one right.
Yep.
How was her name?
Autumn.
Is it Autumn? Autumn. That's it.
That's
Autumn.
It. Yeah, I don't like that heifer. No.
Oh,
no.
Hey, yeah. So, spoiler alert. Spoiler
somebody
alert.
In the chat has it on their DVR or TiVo and hasn't watched it yet. So.
So we're gonna talk for a second about it still. So mute yourself or mute your headphones for a second or whatever you want to do. And
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I need to put that on a clip too. So remember that, Ben, when we do this. I'm just joking.
Oh my God, they're all so nice. I'm reading all these words. Who are these people? Hold on. Foot Short, I love you too. Bama Denise, God love you, Mama. Look at this, aren't they sweet? I'm not nice like this.
I told you.
No, you heard what she said to me.
Alita Foot Short.
You didn't know who the fuck I was.
Her real name, Foot Short's real name is Anne Marie, and she's got about as heavy as of an accent from Boston as you do from, you know, anyway.
I'm from the Bronx.
New York girl.
I'm just saying, you know what a heavy Boston, a heavy Bronx accent is.
Yeah.
You both have those kind of accents. And
All right. So hello, Anne Marie. Thank you.
Oh, is she in there?
Yeah, Anne Marie uses her, I think it's her son's chat name as Foot Short, but that's Anne Marie.
Yeah, but I don't see her posting. That's what I was asking. No, Foot Short, that's Cindy.
Oh, my God. Tank is Anne Marie.
What the hell are you doing to me, Ben? Trying to thank somebody.
That's Paul.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, Cindy, listen, it's Ben's fault. I love you, Cindy.
No,
who's the other one? There you go.
It's Paul's fault.
It's Paul's fault.
Shame on you, Paul.
Paul's a resident gangster, too. So.
There's a resident gangster?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, he is the resident
gangster.
He really is our gangster, and he's pretty much... You know.
Oh, my God!
What is that? Is that the Three Stooges?
That was Paul.
Yeah, on Tuesday night when Corey doesn't co-host with me, I pretty much call it the Three Stooges, and it's me, I'm Mo, Paul, who's is Larry, and then Alan, who's not here today. That's Cowboy's roommate.
Okay.
He's Curly, and Ben, he's Shrimp.
Okay.
So we're the Three Stooges, you know, and we kind of go with the whole Three Stooges, you know, funny gag, you know, ha ha ha. So, but getting back to Hell's Kitchen as we left, and you guys are more AD&Ing me than I am myself tonight. Now I'm AD&Ing myself. Oh God, the show was funny tonight, and I, you know, what's his name, Salvatore?
Oh, the Italian.
Yes, I tweeted some. I tweeted that he was a dumb F, you know, and somebody tweeted back that they live down the road from him, or that there's a restaurant that his family restaurant, and that he wasn't that bad. So
okay.
I mean, I don't know. He seems to be kind of a little off, you know, but I don't know how to read him. Paul, how did you like him? What did you think about him?
First of all, for the longest time, I cannot figure out 21 years. I mean, from age, about 14, he's been in the U.S., and his accent is that heavy. Well, let's just say Chef Ramsay used a good nickname for him. He called him Bozo once, I heard him say, but I don't know. It's just so early. I hate to draw conclusions, but my goodness, and I'm sitting here talking to an Italian, and I bet you you're a fan of his, huh?
No, he's not doing too well for my community. So I'm not waving the flag so far. So, well, tonight he was talking about being a man whore.
Yes, and did you see Gordon's face when he said that?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. I mean, it was like, I'm sorry. I definitely thought it was like, wow. Anyway, he was like, yeah. And
And I love when he kicked him out of the house, you know, kicked him out of the kitchen. Did I say house? Okay, when he got kicked out of the kitchen because he couldn't tell the desserts. Yes. I just thought it was so great. And we won't tell who got kicked off. We'll let
people.
No, don't
do that to people. No.
No, I'll let you guys find out who got kicked off. But it was a good shocker. I thought he was going to pull somebody else off, and then it was kind of like poof. I love it. It was great. A great shocker closing.
That's my phone.
Okay. Is that you? You need to go?
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to.
Oh, hang on.
I
want
to give a shout out to Chibi in the chat. So? Chibi, the other famous Italian from
What's
the
a Chibi?
Room.
What's a Chibi?
Chibi is a very good friend of mine who you will absolutely love when you meet her. You will meet
her.
So, Chibi,
actually,
welcome to the Rad Reality Show. Hello. And how are you? So,
On the first night. Oh, no, she came to the Moose Club thing on the first night last year.
She did.
Yeah, were you there? Were you there on Friday at the Moose Club?
From which year?
What, just last December, 2009?
No.
Yeah, because I can't remember you.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't come down on Friday. I was there for Saturday for the parade.
Okay, yeah. She just typed, I'm also 4 feet of dynamite like yourself.
Oh, yeah, I am going to like her.
Yeah, you two will, I mean, get along famously. There's no.
So wait a minute, so are you from New Hampshire?
She is, yeah.
She is, okay.
Oh,
and
well,
where
I mean,
are you from?
She lives in New Hampshire. She's from Mass, actually, originally.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I think she'll correct me momentarily if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I found out that Michelle is not from Boston. She's from Providence.
Yeah, she's a Rhode Island girl.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wrote a comment how Michelle Noonan and her both were from, you know, like the Boston area, meaning that they both like the Boston Celtics. You know, they both are into the whole Boston, you know, sport teams.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering what Boston, you know, fan was going to be on it this year that's named Michelle. You know, you got a good opportunity to do it because, you know, it seemed like they like these girls named Michelle from that area. But, and she wrote me back on Twitter, I'm from Providence, and I just thought that was so funny. And Paul was there, kind of say, she got you there.
Oh God. Well,
oh,
yeah,
Rockstar.
There's a distinction. All right, now listen, boys. Mama's gotta go. Bye bye.
Okay.
The cell phone's ringing
like
crazy, and I don't want to be rude to the radio show.
Well, I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you called in without no. Lemon juice.
I'm a lot nicer without the juice, huh?
Them.
Just
no,
nod
I
and say
like
yes.
I with the lemon juice. I kind of like the lemon juice. Yeah, that was kind of like more edgy. I kind of like the edginess.
Oh, well, then I'll call you Friday night.
There we go.
All right, well.
I don't have a show
say
Friday.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.
Talk to you online, girl.
Bye. Talk to you online. Bye, boys. Bye. And bye, everybody online. Bye-bye-bye.
Okay. I'm going to drop her, and Ben?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Like that?
Okay,
no
wait.
Surprise.
Have they talked about Jeff yet? Yes, we've talked about Jeff. Sorry. We are going to go to... What are we going to do next?
Play the
lead clip. So I'm going to win your show.
What?
So we can discuss how I'm going to win your show after everyone else applies.
Yeah, and no one's applying. So, Zach, I want you to tell them why they need to come and apply to be part of it.
Because it's a great experience to be involved with a great professional show. You have lots of fun and games, and everyone will get the distinction and honor of coming runner-up to me.
So, guys, he's calling you guys all out. He's saying he's going to win. And Paul must be doing some tech work. And Paul, are you there?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, I am.
No,
kind
no.
Of...
I have an idea. I have a quick idea for you. Would you like to address any tech questions that is happening with RealPlayer that you can do that maybe you can help everyone
first,
at once?
First of all, we had I don't want to screw it up. Foot Short has been in there with that name, and we all know her in other chats as Cindy T. And I directed her to where she needed to go, and look who's now in the chat room. Instead of Foot Short, we have Cindy T back. So that worked for her.
Welcome, Cindy.
And
let me do this real quick. So can you explain how you told her how to do it?
At the very top of this Blog Talk webpage, you know, where you see links like, you know, go home or help or something like that, in the very top right-hand corner, if you scroll up, you'll see your name that you're signed in as, and there is a button there that says, says settings. And if you open up settings, one of the menus or options within settings is to change your username. And I didn't go any more detailed than that, and Cindy was able to work it, you know, figure it out herself. So I didn't have to go, you know, beyond that. So far as RealPlayer.
No, I was just going to say that's good. I know lots of people want us to change their names, and that's a good way to do it.
As far as RealPlayer goes, I've actually found that it was much easier because – RealPlayer is such a finicky son of a bitch that there could be one thing wrong, there could be two things wrong, or there could be 10 things that need to get tweaked. And what I found is the best way for me is to actually message people on Facebook with my phone number, and we get on the phone, and we do end up being on the phone for a good 45 minutes is not unheard of, to go through all the possible settings to change to make it work. So that's what I would say.
If you have like $9.99 and you need to get help with RealPlayer, you can PayPal me and I'll get you Paul's phone number.
No.
So,
guy trying to become my manager now and help. No, it's something that I. It's like I enjoy fixing things like that. I'm pretty much self-taught, and when I discover something, how I can fix it myself and I can pass it along to somebody else, and they have success at it, it brings me happiness. So thanks for...
That's sweet of you.
But anyway, Bama, Denise... in the chat, we did spend some time, and I thought we had her fixed, but I've talked to so many people, I kind of can't remember what our problems were, but we'll try it again. I'm a bulldog. I don't like to give up. It anyway.
Yeah, I understand. You never give up. You never, never give up. Never,
That Alita had fallen Saturday night. I just found out. She spoke of a fall on Facebook, and I wrote, "What fall?" And she, I have this like airlock that you have to get into the Thunderdome, and she got trapped in the airlock and fell.
Hey, this is. I'm gonna play just part of the song. I'm not gonna do the whole song, but this is going out to Cowboy.
Keep it.
Okay, I found that song and I was like, we should play that for Cowboy, even though he's not listening tonight.
One of the more appropriate songs, Scott, 80s classic, If I Touch Myself.
Yeah, you know what, next time he's on the show, that's what I was going to play. I'm sorry, I just can't stop thinking about it. He was so funny last night, and it was one of my favorite. But, okay, Ben, are you there? Cowboy, are you there?
I am. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And Zach, you're here.
I'm here.
It's time to talk. Let's talk The Bachelor, real quick.
Oh, is that what that other show that was on tonight?
No, that was Monday.
Oh, what was that other show?
Monday show. Yeah. But anyways, man, The Bachelor. So. You know, I'm cheering Frank. I'm cheering for Frank. He's from Chicago. You know, he's from Geneva.
Hold on. I'm sorry a second. There was somebody in the chat that didn't want to hear about The Bachelorette, so it's time for you to...
I'm not going
to
talk about people get voted off.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Bama, you can stay. I'm not going to go no spoilers. I'm going to mainly just do a discussion on people that are in the house, but I'm not going to go into details about things for you guys who haven't watched it. Okay, we'll hold it off till don't mute. It's okay.
Don't mute.
Anyways, the bottom line was I wanted to say that I'm cheering for Frank, and that's who I'm picking. I like Frank the best. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the whole thing plays out, you know, about the whole stuff and that happened. I'll save this for some other show this week. I'll give you guys time to watch it, since people. I mean, I like to interact. Did you guys DVR the True Beauty? Did you watch that yet, Paul, from the first...
Oh, my God. You keep bringing up stuff that I just can't catch up with. I didn't even watch the first one yet. So.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, you guys are going to have to catch up with me. I mean, I'm...
Oh, how are you supposed to do a show when we're all behind?
I know. I mean, you guys keep on... Everything I want to talk about. Gosh. How can I talk about him? I definitely want to go get some of those True Beauties. I mean, I wanted to talk about the first show. I was going to just skip yesterday's show, talk about the first one. But Paul can't even...
That's all right. You know, the one thing about the first couple of episodes is if I hear... You know, spoilers, whatever, in the first couple episodes, it doesn't matter as much to me. It's more, you know, near the end when you're trying to, you know. So, for me...
I'm not worried about the spoilers as much as I'm...
All the discussion, yeah.
It's discussion of it, because I wanted to know how you liked the format of it and what you guys think about it. So, I mean, it's a great show. I'm enjoying it. I'm actually... I'll be honest with you. Maybe some people need to go to bed in a reasonable time before they can wake up in the morning and maybe watch some of these shows like I do.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, Ron will often call me or whatever and say what he's kind of wanting to talk about, and you did not mention that one to me, so I didn't even have a chance. So.
Yeah, I wasn't planning. I was planning on doing it.
Somebody,
and then I kind of got lost track of mine because stuff happened today. So, anyways, I feel bad because Zach and Paul.
Oh, wait a minute, Bama had a good point in there. I mean, it's kind of a generic statement, but I think you can comment on it. that these people on True Beauty are pretty shallow. Is that true?
Oh, definitely. It's very shallow. Zach, do you watch it?
I haven't seen the second episode yet, but I've actually seen the first episode a couple times, and really, I love the first season, and I'm really enjoying the second one so far.
Yeah, I like this one better than the first one, because the first one, I want to talk to somebody that watched both seasons, and Zach, maybe you can answer this question. They're a little bit different on the whole voting off the people, ain't they? It seems like, I don't like that they're only, it seems like this year they're a little different on the voting off, or the kicking off people. Last year, they seemed like they picked the two people that were the most shallowish. Or the two that failed the test. This year, there are some people that are
losing the competitions, and then.
And I don't like that. I mean, I would rather them.
Well, this was like a format change from the first season.
Yeah,
I think it is.
I don't know if this is either reason, but maybe they just, you know, they need to have a way that, you know, if two people, like in the first episode with the coins. They obviously couldn't say the people that got all these coins lost because they'd know something was up.
I mean, so, I don't know.
I noticed that too, that they definitely don't seem to be going for the most shallow right away. But that also could be because, you know, maybe they feel it'll be higher ratings if they leave some of the more interesting, shallow people around for later.
Yeah, because I'll tell you right now, the girl, I'm just going to say, the one girl is annoying me to death. I mean, she just blah, 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 and then just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
and they're just not paying attention to who fails the test. And I also don't like how
Are these different judges from last year, too, or not?
Way different. The host is the same. But there's two new judges.
Okay, that sometimes plays into it. But I wonder, too, just from listening to what you two are talking about, I wonder if it's the whole producer thing where they want to, you know, like all the Bachelor seasons, it always seems like some crazy person stays longer than they should, but they're good TV, so it's almost like I always envision the producers going to them and saying, hey, if you've got, you know, if you've got room to keep so-and-so, keep them because they're crazy. And, you know, I wonder if they're trying to keep people on that are good TV.
Well, I'm sure they are because I know with, like, some of the shows like Apprentice and other ones, if you watch the credits at the end in, like, slow motion, you'll see, like, right at the end, it'll be like, you know, producers discussed possible eliminations with Donald Trump. And obviously, you know, even says in the credits that the producers talk to the host about, you know, who they think would be best to stay and go.
So that's interesting. Interesting. I was just looking.
What
at
do you have? Do you have a Jess on the phone now? I can hear you typing.
No, I think that's Paul.
Sorry.
God, we are getting you guys confused tonight.
I'm talking about Leon.
And Mr. No Pants is right. It's the blonde chick.
Here's the inside thing for us good friends of Jess BB Love. We get into audio chats with her, and we always tease her about how loud she's typing. So that's the inside on that comment.
I was going to say, she's not even in the chat room.
Yeah, okay. She was earlier. She's gone now, though. Yep.
Yeah.
She was?
I really was hoping she would call in and give us an update on Glee. Because, you know, it would have saved me to have to go watch it. Actually, I need to go watch the first one. The last one.
I like the way you
I was
kind of
keep.
Save
no,
it's, save
I was
long.
Joking. Speaking of joking, we have to say, I've never watched this season. I've never watched. Hey, call in. Can you three-way?
Hi, Dan. Good news to hear you.
Call
better.
In. Call in. The number is 347-237-5506. I'd love to say hey to him. Hey, but let me say this real quick. I never watched the show in my whole entire life. It's been on. It's been on a couple seasons, and it's the last
comic standing. Did everyone, spoiler alert, I mean, I'm not going to tell you nothing about it, but I'm just going to talk about the show.
I'm going to type it in there. Spoiler alert for what show?
The Last Comic Standing.
I love that.
Yeah, Zach, I've never watched it in my whole life. And if I did watch it, it's like, you know, like 1 second, like just, you know, and then it kind of, you know, never been like a show that I wanted to sit down and watch.
Yeah.
But I loved, I think the comedies were okay. Hey, Paul, type in the chat, the phone number to Cherry.
Okay.
I think the thing about that show is it's a lot like American Idol, where in the beginning, you know, you have, they have a lot more of the bad comics, but as you watch as it goes along, they narrow it down, and you actually get the really good comedy and comedians.
You okay? Yeah, I agree, but, you know, there were some jokes that I really liked, and there were some jokes that I totally didn't understand why they even passed them along, and because the jokes were so dumb. Like, I'll tell you the one, I don't know names, so it's going to be hard for me. The one name, there was this lady that was blonde, and she told a joke about Britney Spears and the baby falling from the window, and I'm like, or the baby joke, and I just kind of was a little, you know, like, it wasn't funny. I mean, it actually was kind of like, you know, disturbing in my opinion, and they passed her along, and I was like, dude, I mean, why did you guys do this? And there were some jokes that I would never have laughed at. There were some funny ones. I wish I know names. There's no way in hell I can remember names. But from the show. But and what do you think about the judges, Zach?
Honestly, I actually haven't seen this season yet, but who do you remember the names of any of the judges? Because I know sometimes they get new ones, sometimes they bring back old ones.
I can't remember the names, but hey, we got a phone call, and it's Dan and
right.
Cherry. So let's go there, and okay. You guys are on the line. Name who you are and where you're calling from.
Okay, Ron, how'd you know it was me?
Oh, my God.
Because you know why? Because I know everything. I'm God.
Oh, man, it's getting deep now.
Hey, my goodness, this is Paul. Since we last heard you on Nikki's show, you sound so, so much better. It's good to hear you're feeling better.
Well, I was feeling really rough that day. It's been an eventful week, let's say it that way.
Are you getting everything taken care of? And is everyone are you able to use some of the techniques that Josh taught you on the nurses there?
Hey, I've been trying. Let me tell you, I've been trying.
I so was going to ask that too, Ron.
Good one, Ron. You got me on that one.
But okay.
I have no takers. What can I say?
I got to know, having not have to experience it, but what is it like to be without your computer and be in the chats and everything? That must be tough.
Oh, this is major withdrawal symptoms.
Hey, Dan, you know what? Some people have missed you, but I haven't. I really don't. I have not missed you at all. I mean,
I really don't like you either, Ron, you know, but you're just a means to an end.
Yeah, I know. And there's times that I say, damn, where's that Big John? I mean, but then I say, oh, shit, you know. No, I have missed you. You know I'm joking. I know you were joking back. So, I heard that you loved my comment on your post.
On the Facebook?
Yeah, did I like that one? Nikki came.
I was gonna be meaner, but I thought if I was too mean, people would think I'm really.
Yeah, they'd say, "How dare you?"
How dare me? And I was like,
you did a good
"I better
job,
just
Ronnie.
Keep it."
So has Eddie been on the road the whole time, or has he been able to come in and visit?
No, I've just been talking to him on the phone. He's working double shifts right now.
Okay.
And we
also heard that what a terrible week when you went into the hospital that you lost one of your dear puppies. Are the other ones being taken care of well?
Oh yeah, between friends and Eddie and family and everybody, their dogs being treated better than.
Being a dog person, what a great reunion you have in store when you get back home.
He's going to get mobbed by Rascal.
Yeah.
Forward to it. Sometime tomorrow, probably.
I got one question, and I've been wanting to, and I was going to try to invite this person to call in, or not just this one person, but I was going to ask you this. Have you had anybody special call you that was maybe in Big Brother, or has, you know, tried to get a hold of you, and have you talked to anybody? Have they been sending you?
Yeah, Phil, what's the gossip?
On who?
Anybody.
Has anybody, you know, called you? Like, maybe a certain one that was on, like, BB9? Has she give you a call or to check on you?
Now, who might y'all be talking about? I heard somebody talking about that yesterday. Some old birdie told me somebody was talking about her.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I was just wondering if she's called you or if anybody else has called you. I'm being nosy.
I've talked to a couple people from Big Brother.
How special? That must have made your day.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Somebody actually.
I know.
Called me. The only person I really wanted to call. Ron has not called me, and I was heartbroken.
Oh, you know what? I don't have your phone number.
I didn't have anybody to hang up on all day long.
He is back to normal. He's as sweet as ever to me. Oh, my gosh.
You can tell he's feeling better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's pretty happy. Bama is in the chat room and says, Dan, we all care. But me, I don't care. I don't, you know, I'm not as caring. And there's lots of people actually saying hey to you in the chat room.
Well, send my love to them all. God bless.
Hey, Bama.
Yeah, there's a lot of people now that you came over from Nikki's and joined us here, and all the other original Nikki chatters that are in here are just tickled to death, and, you know, especially Bama has been typing. Say hello. And Cindy is in there too, Cindy T.
I know Cindy. I know all of them.
Yeah. So
I really do miss the chat. So it's like an alcoholic giving up their drink.
Hey, but you know what?
Well.
When you get out of the hospital, you got to listen to two shows. And I'm going to tell you right now, and Ben, you can back me up. One, you're going to have to listen to a Saturday show I did when Rennie called in for Panther's birthday. It was one of the best and funniest shows. And Michelle was on it, and it was so funny. But you're also going to have to listen to last night's show because we found out that Cowboy had a date with himself, and he was going to take care of himself too. So you had to listen to that one. You would love it. They were the funniest too. I wish I had a clip, but somebody didn't give it to me yet.
Cowboy had a date with himself.
Oh
yeah.
Yes.
Take care of himself.
Patty, you've been keeping him posted, I guess, huh?
I didn't tell him anything about that.
No, I don't know anything about Cowboy.
hey,
you missed it. So you had to listen to that one.
Hey, Dan.
I actually missed that somehow myself.
I haven't talked to Cowboy since I was chatting with him on Facebook a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he called in last night, and he was going to have a date with himself, and he was going to take care of himself.
Yeah.
So I
oh, my God.
You know,
it went downhill from there. You would have loved that chat room that night.
Oh, that would fit right in.
Hey, I remember, Dan. People keep asking me tech questions, and I try to help out. But I do remember you had problems of getting banned from Meebo. How did you get that fixed? Do you remember?
Yeah, I went and got a I went and got a
new IP address.
A new IP address, and what was the name of that, Patty? MyIP.com.
Okay, so that seemed to be the key.
Trial. Yeah, but what it did it.
Okay, thanks.
It blocked my IP address and let me go into all of them.
Okay.
It did slow my computer down a little bit, so I would just install it when I wanted to use it and uninstall it when I didn't want to.
Oh, okay.
It blocked my IP.com, wasn't it?
Yep.
That's it. Blocked my IP.com.
Okay.
And
thanks for that.
It worked good for me, and it was a 2-week free trial, so it didn't cost me anything.
Bama and Cindy say hide my IP.com.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I'd have to look it up on my computer, and sort.
Something
I don't
like
have
that.
It.
But,
you
Dan,
know,
I'm so glad you called in. I'm glad you guys called in. And you guys, it's great hearing from you because I actually have been missing you, and I've been praying for you, and I do.
I appreciate that.
You just
missed a smart-ass comment.
You know what? I do like the smart ass comments because it always makes me want to come back with another one, and I enjoy doing them. And I always been taught, if people that do give smart ass comments, usually they like you better. Those are the ones that like you better than the ones that.
You know,
that,
I am going to ignore you in Vegas. You do know this.
You know what, though? I am going to ignore you, too. I'm going to pretend like I didn't even never met you before or, just like, like I'm going to walk up to somebody, you're going to be talking to them, and I'm going to talk to them instead of you. So,
it works for me.
Like, you're going to be talking to Sheila, and I'm going to walk up and give her a big old smooch right in front of you.
Who? Who's that?
Sheila.
Talking about.
I'm just joking. I couldn't
that.
Think of anybody... So yeah, I'm ready for you. We'll have a pickup contest to see who can pick up the most women.
Oh, there's a throwdown.
I'm just.
I can get on the foul one.
Challenge.
What?
I want in.
Hey, Dan. Curious, is 4 p.m. tomorrow too soon? Can we maybe anticipate an appearance on Nikki's show?
Well, they told me I'm supposed to be out of here in the morning, so I might make it home in time. I'm not sure yet.
Now, do you have to stay on the antibiotics for a while?
I didn't hear you.
Do you have to stay on the antibiotics for a while, even after you get home?
Yeah, I got like 4 days of them yet.
Okay.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. And then... they're having trouble keeping my blood pressure up, so that'd be the only reason I don't get out of here. And that's just
okay.
Too many days of laying on my fat butt.
All right. Well, what can we do to piss you off or whatever so that we can get it up?
Oh, I wish I knew. I'd already been doing it. You know,
I know what would help them.
Hey, you were in the Navy, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Do they address you by your rank at all, or do they replay that?
No, they usually just say, "Hey, asshole, come here."
Hey, Cindy says to get your blood pressure up, you need to think about Sheila.
Oh.
Oh man, am I taking a ribbon for this? Oh, you know, Ron, you are going to pay for all these comments.
I'm not the one that said it. That was Cindy.
Where does this me and Sheila stuff come from?
we know there's a special friendship there. That's all.
Yeah, we know. We have eyes. We got eyes. We can see.
Well, somebody tell Sheila this for me, okay?
I'll get on there right now, okay?
That worked for me. That would work for me. Wait, see that? I don't show up for a couple of days and y'all talk about me.
Hey, I'm not talking about you. Hey, I only talk about you behind your back, not in front of your face.
Well, don't worry. You're going to have a lot of chance to do that in Vegas.
All right.
I keep my back to you all the time. Don't bother me, none.
Lord. Dan, I
hey,
do appreciate
fast,
you.
How fast can you run, Ron?
What?
How fast can you run?
Yeah,
well,
no,
remember,
I can't run right now because of my heart.
If he adopts Michelle Costa's nickname that Eddie gave her, maybe he can run fast.
Sheila.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll get somebody to run for me. How's that?
What was that nickname?
Sheila.
Sheila.
When they had that idiot local guy go nuts that night, Michelle ripped off her high heels and went running after him in her bare feet, and Eddie's nephew gave her a nickname of Shoeless after that happened.
Yeah, that's when the guy was walking down the street, just yelling and screaming, and he was mad because his face was bloody.
Hey, Dan, you probably missed this today, but Jeff has signed on to be part of Around the World for Free, and he's going to be doing that this year. So Jeff's going to be doing Around the World for Free. Jeff.
Jeff, all that ought to be interesting.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a good show, I think.
Looks
like CBS might have it, too, this year. So I thought I'd give you some news.
We got
90 seconds, guys.
Whoops,
so,
time's running out.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for all your good words and your good thoughts, everybody.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
And my bad stuff, right? Because I've been only thinking
Eddie.
Bad stuff about you.
Of course, you did good, Ron.
Okay.
You know, I felt it all the way into my heart.
Good.
You take
yeah,
care,
I really
guys.
Don't. Just to clarify, I'm just around. But thank you, guys.
I know you are.
If
I thought you were serious, I would have got out of your chat room and never went back a long time ago.
Oh, I know. And that's why I know you don't mean it, too, because you always come back and they,
well,
you know, only
about
haters.
It, I'm the one who started it.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
And I don't even know why.
It's all good. It's all good.
Okay.
Maybe you just got like the wet noodle rubbed off on you from Nikki. I'll never forget her telling me.
You're gonna go to her studio. We still on the air?
Yeah, we're still on the air, but because we'll record. But good night, everyone that's in the chat room, because you guys are gonna lose us.
Bye, chat.
So, hey.
Bye,
yeah,
chat.
We've lost them.
Good night, all.
But thank you guys
there,
for calling in.
Stay there a second, Patty.
Okay.
You know, when you're here in town, Ron, you're gonna have to go over to Nikki's studio just to see it.
I'm planning on coming in early, and I'm planning on hanging for a couple. I hope we can get in a couple of days early,
Are you coming in with? Are you coming? You sure we're not on the air?
Yeah, no, we're on the air, but we're being recorded. So I'll talk to you later about it. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know what you know what I was going to say, don't you?
Yeah, I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
You have to give me your number when you get out, because I don't think I have it yet. So, and everything. But I'm glad you guys called in today. And Ben and Paul and Zach, you know, thank you guys all. And Paul, it's been great.
I'm chuckling because before the show, Ron was thinking, well, don't know if there's that much to talk about. Probably only be an hour show. And I said, yeah, just go with the flow, Ron.
Expect the unexpected.
No, I knew it was going to be an hour and a half, but.
Where did this Sheila stuff come from? From different people.
I think it's just because we see the pictures and everything and.
Lots of jealousy,
huh?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely, we are jealous.
Yeah,
there's a lot There's a lot of pictures that he's posted, and Sheila's in them, and Sheila's leaning over and giving him a kiss, you know, and on his cheek, and he.
Yeah, I heard you put a nice montage together, pal.
Yeah, wait till you see that.
I haven't seen that yet. I heard you put a real nice montage together. I'd appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You did send it to me, right?
It's on your Facebook. I posted it there.
Now I'm gonna have to learn on Facebook how to go back that far now.
Well, I think it. I will look back on your Facebook and see if it's still up there. People know that you can't get to it, so there may not have been so many that I will check it out. But
we'll make sure you see it.
I can tell you this much: I haven't posted nothing on your Facebook because I don't care to.
Oh yeah, I caught that. When Nikki came up here, she brought me two cards, and what she did is she printed out all these different posts, and she tagged and she put them onto the card, and I thought they were really nice. It was really sweet of her.
There was a lot of nice ones, and there was only one, you know, really bad one.
From Ron Rad.
Yeah, that was from my uncle.
No, for me too. No,
I don't know, guys. My phone's
beginning.
All right, take care. Somebody's phone is dying.
Yeah, that's Ben. My phone's beeping, so I'm gonna jump out. Hope
Ben.
You feel better soon, and everybody else, good night, and I will talk to you on
Thursday.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Have a good one.
Ben.
And Zach, guys.
Yep.
Dan,
okay.
You just think
Zach
keep
from
yourself.
Alaska?
Keep your what?
Is that Zach from Alaska?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh, I've never talked to him before.
Yeah, you remember him from Nikki's show? One of the first. I forgot what you won, Zach.
I won tickets to the main event and my hotel for the weekend.
Yes, I remember that big win, and we. Yep.
That's not fair. I got to pay for my hotel.
Maybe we could just cram a bunch of like mattresses into my room, and everyone could just crash there, have a huge party.
Wow.
That sounds good.
It does.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
I get in bed.
I mean, because I'll sleep in a chair if I have to.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Rob. We got you taken care of.
Oh,
cool.
I know. And I've actually talked to Nikki already. Me and Nikki's talked, so we're going to work something out, too, maybe. So we're going to be okay. Hey, let's go. I'm going to let you guys go because I can get to bed. And thank you, Dan,
okay.
For getting and Cherry for calling in.
Not a problem at all.
I'm glad I got
to talk to y'all.
Me
Thanks
too.
So
and I look forward to hoping to see you tomorrow in Nikki's or Thursday on mine because we might have a huge guest Thursday here on my show.
Exciting.
Anybody I know?
So, what?
Anybody
yeah, he mentioned him a few minutes ago about getting a new gig.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Really?
And by the way, that means that he will be tied up for the summer and also during the Vegas bash. So he's a definite no attendee. And his girlfriend, I don't think, wants to go without him. So.
Bummer.
Yeah.
But,
hey, I was going to say, I got to talk to him Thursday and to see what he can do. If not, it's going to be another day, but he's going to be on. So I'll talk to y'all this coming, probably tomorrow night in Nikki's room. So
sure.
Have a good night, everyone.
You take care, Ryan.
Take care, Ron.
Bye,
God bless.
Oh, I am.
God bless.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, take care.
Okay, we here?
Yeah.
Okay.